So let's design our table. We'll switch back to UC main game, and we're going to use an image for our shuffleboard table, and we'll place this into a separate subdirectory. So if we right click our shuffleboard project, we can add a new folder. We'll name this images, and in there we're going to add an existing item, and within the download it's going to be under shuffleboard images shuffleboard table JPEG. And you can see this is just a long image of some wood that was rendered. And we're going to add a perspective transform to our table later. So let's add in a separate canvas to our layout root. We can select canvas from our layout tool in the toolbox and then just double click it. And let's adjust the position of our canvas. We're going to make the width 480, the height 800, and the left and top are at 0. And let's name this CNV table. Now this table is going to control our main physics simulation. So we need to add a behavior in here to do that. If we go to the Assets panel and select Behaviors, we can find the Physics Controller behavior. And we're going to drag that right into CNV table. So if you look in the Properties panel for this behavior, it has many properties exposed to control the main physics simulation. One of these is gravity, and we don't want this simulation to have gravity falling down because it's a top-down simulation. So let's turn vertical gravity off by entering 0 in there. And another property that will increase is the iterations property. We're going to up that to 64, and that will avoid something called tunneling, where physics objects pass through each other. Within this table canvas, we want to place our image, and I'm going to put that into a separate canvas. So if we just double click the canvas control, now we have an inner canvas, and I'm going to name this CNV table inner. And this we want to offset a little bit within the outer table. We're going to set the width to 360, the height to 1077, so it's a very long image. The left value will be 60, and the top will be negative 277. So if we zoom out here, you can see that is passing through the top of our screen, but we're going to add a perspective transform to that later so that it will appear to be going into the distance. Now let's add in our image. If we go to Projects, we can take the shuffleboard table image and drag that into our canvas here. And let's set the position of this. And we're going to adjust the width to 360 so it fills the entire inner table area. Now in shuffleboard, we need to detect when a puck goes off the edge of the table. And to do that, we need to add in some physics objects here that can handle the collision. We'll just add in some simple rectangles here. I'm going to draw one out along the left side. And I'm going to name this Rect Sensor Left. And let's set the opacity of this rectangle to about 20%. We just want it somewhat visible. And we'll just check the properties here. We need the width to be about 60, the height about 1190, left negative 40, and top negative 334. And since we want this to handle collisions, we're going to make this a physics object by dragging a physics object behavior onto the rectangle. And we don't want this physics object to move due to gravity or collisions, so we're going to set the isStatic property to true on it. Now we can just copy this left sensor. We need one on the right side, and we'll just name that RectSensorRight. And notice that with behaviors, when we do a copy, we also bring along any behaviors attached to an element. Let's copy this again. And we'll call this Rect Sensor Top. And we'll position this up here. And finally, Rect Sensor Bottom. And we'll place that at the bottom. Next, let's add in the end zone so we can do scoring. We're going to add in some rectangles here, right at the end of the table. We're going to want these about 100 pixels high and 360 pixels wide so they cover the whole table. Let's reset the fill and we'll have a red stroke on these so they're very visible. Try that fill reset again. And let's make the stroke thickness on this 2 pixels, make it a little more visible. And the left value should be about 60. So this will be our 3-point end zone. Now we need a 2-point. That should just overlap the first 3-pointer. And finally, we need a 1-point end zone. Okay, and let's name these. RECT points 3, 2, and 1. And so later on in our code, we're going to test for intersections between these and the pucks, and that will determine how many points the puck is worth. So let's label our end zones with a few text blocks. I'm going to draw out a text block here and center the text and make it a little larger here so we can read it. So this first end zone is worth 3 points. And let's set the color of this font so it's a little more visible. And we'll add a second text block here. This is the 2-point zone. And one last one. This is the 1-point zone. And we'll need just one more rectangle, and that's for the slide zone. We want to make sure when the user is sliding his puck that he doesn't go across a foul line. And so we'll add another rectangle for that. And we can actually just copy one of these red rectangles. I'll do a copy paste, bring that down here. And we want this one to be a little higher. We'll make it 292 pixels and position the left and top. And let's name this RECT inbounds. So there's our game table. Let's save that. Now we're ready to add in our pucks. And for these, we're going to use existing user controls because these will have the artwork completed and it'll save us a little design time. So let's go to our project and we're going to right-click and add an existing item. And if you go to the shuffleboard subdirectory, we're going to select both UCPuckXAML and the CodeBehind file and open those up. And if we examine these, you can see that it has a puck designed. And also, in the Objects and Timeline panel, if we expand this canvas named Puck, you can see there's a physics object behavior applied to it. And this is going to add physics attributes to this XAML element. A couple of these properties have been customized. Moment of inertia has been made very large, and that's going to prevent this object from rotating due to forces applied to it. There's also a restitution coefficient value, and that's the bounciness of this element. Also, if we look at the CodeBehind file, we can see that there's a couple of properties exposed here, and that allows code to change the color of this element at runtime. And so maybe we want a red puck or a yellow puck, we can just change the color highlight and color main, and that will modify these two blue tones here. Let's build the project by clicking Ctrl-Shift-B. And that will allow us to use this back on our UC main game control. If we go to Assets, Controls All, and we scroll down here, we can find our UC puck control. And let's drag an instance of this onto our board. And notice it put this puck under CNV table inner. I really want this up in my top level canvas, so I'm going to just drag drop that out, and it came up a level for me. So let's give this puck a name. This is going to be Blue Puck 1. Remember, each player gets 3 pucks, so I'm going to copy and paste that. So I have Puck 2 and Puck 3. And I also need the red pucks. And now to make these pucks red, We can go to the miscellaneous category, and because these properties are exposed in the code behind there, we can change these to a red tone for the red pucks. And let's arrange these a bit. So let's test our table setup. One of the features of these physics behaviors is that you can allow the mouse to manipulate objects. And so if we go to the physics controller behavior, we can turn on mouse pick enabled, and that will allow us to do just that. Let's save the project and run it by hitting F5. Now, because this is a long UI here, you might be cut off in the browser, but note that you can change your zoom level here, and Silverlight will handle that just fine. So we'll change that to about 50%, and now we can test our physics and our collisions here. And things seem to be working pretty well. So we're hitting the boundaries of our rectangles here. We have collisions between the pucks, and notice we can go off the end of the table here, but that's because our UI is going up here with our end zones, and we'll add a perspective transform here in a minute to fix that. We need a way of tracking player scores, so let's add in a simple scoreboard for blue versus red. This is a really simple control, so we won't waste any time. We'll just add in an existing user control. And in the download, if you go to shuffleboard, UC scoreboard, and add in both the XAML and the code behind. Now if we open this, notice it just has a couple of text blocks here with labels for blue versus red. And in the code behind, we have two simple getters and setters to set the value of the scores. Let's build this into the project by clicking Ctrl-Shift-B. Now if we switch back to our main game control, and we go to the Assets panel, we can find our scoreboard control. And let's just drag an instance of that onto the artboard. And we can set the position of that element to 0, 0.